Hi, I'm Mary McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Stacey Rolls, who plays wonderful trumpet and flugelhorn. Her long, graceful lines and natural phrasing combine excellent technique with imagination and confidence. And she sings. And on and on and on. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just fine.
It's great to see you again. It's been a long time.
It's been a while, Stacey.
It really has.
I just don't know where to start, but of course, probably talking about your old man, Jimmy Rolls, and how much of an influence he was on you, I guess.
Well, boy, I couldn't help that. That's for sure.
Oh, it's wonderful, but he probably got you started playing as a kid, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much so. I started playing piano, and I don't know. I just decided I wanted to play something else. I moved on, and in grade school I played the, I guess they call it a marching snare, a field drum.
Field drums, yeah.
And played that through elementary school, and then I found this trumpet in a paper bag in
my father's dresser.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It was his army trumpet that his buddy Chuck Peterson taught him how to play the trumpet in the army so that he could be in the band.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had a little bit of knowledge of how to make an embouchure and how to play the chromatic scale and all of that. So I took the trumpet to him, and I said, "Dad, what's this?" And he said, "It's a trumpet." And I said, "Could you play it?" And he says, "Yeah." I said, "I want to learn how to play it." So he taught me the chromatic scale, and next thing I know, I was up in the attic honking and bleeding and blatting and making all kinds of horrible noises. I'm surprised they didn't throw me out of the house. But I really loved the trumpet, and I just... then I heard Freddie Hubbard play the flugelhorn, and that was the end of it for me.
So that was... That's when you had to have the flugelhorn.
That's when I wrote the note, yeah.
Oh,
the famous note.
What note? Tell me about the note.
Well, I wanted a flugelhorn, so I wrote my father a note and said, "Dear Dad, if you buy me a flugelhorn, I'll play the hell out of it."
And you have it.
Only the word hell was another word, but I can't repeat it on the air. And... Dad thought that was great and took me down to Zepp's Music Center, and I bought me a flugelhorn. So
that's the story of that.
That's the story. There you have it.
Well, I think you should play on it.
Well, okay.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think we can do that.
What should we do?
Let's do There Is No Greater Love.
Oh, that's a nice tune. And you know, we're very fortunate to have a wonderful bass player here with us today.
Absolutely.
Tom Warrington on bass.
Yay. Tom.
Yay. And that's going to make it real nice.
Absolutely.
So let's do it.
Okay.
There is no greater love.
Thank you.
Gee, that was so nice.
Yeah.
Did we ever play together? If we did, when? I can't.
We did. That was the last time I saw you.
Was it the Women's Jazz Festival?
No. Oh, God. I think that was even before that. But I'm thinking of the cruise that you did. Remember the cruise ship
that
stopped
yes.
in San Francisco with Dizzy on it and everybody?
Oh, sure. I think Jimmy was on that one, too.
Yeah, because I think so.
I remember Dizzy lecturing him and telling him he should practice more and lose weight and all kinds of things.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Well, you know, after me saying, and she sings, too, are you going to sing?
Yeah, I'd love to. This is a beautiful tune by Ray Noble. I believe the correct title of it is Stars Come Out at Night.
It's funny, I don't know that tune, but I guess I will in a minute.
Oh, this is one of those out-of-the-hat magic tricks that Dad pulls, you know.
Like, I was going to say, this must be one that he, because
yeah.
he was so good at finding these esoteric tunes that nobody else plays.
Yeah, this is a really nice one. I really enjoy doing this one.
Well, good. So let's have a go at it.
Okay. One, two, three. My stars come out at night. It's curious the way they do. The answer is simply this. Come out at night and ask each other who. The answer is simply this. Yonder the little clouds that wander have all fallen under your spell, and I am a captive as well, forever. Stars come out at night. They feel the same as I do too. So won't you say that I may forever stay. Thank you. rise, oh moon, up yonder, the little clouds that wander have all fallen under your spell. And I am a captive as well. Forever. So now you know why stars come out at night. They feel the same as I do too. So won't you say that I may?
I'm just wondering where in your career you learned that tune. Was it a long time ago or?
Well, it was one of the first tunes that my dad wrote out for me. Not necessarily for me to sing, though. He was singing them at that point. I hadn't started singing yet. I've only been singing since maybe, 8 years or so, I guess. I sang when I was little, but I had a terrible traumatic experience in front of a huge auditorium full of people, and I forgot the words. I forgot the words to a solo. I walked out and stood on the apron of the stage and completely blanked on the words.
Oh, God.
And it was the longest 2 minutes of my entire life, I think. People started laughing, and I couldn't remember them, and oh, my God, it was just ridiculous.
And how old were you then?
I was in grade school, 10, 9, something like that.
Oh, that's a terrible age to have something like that happen.
Oh, I swore I would never sing again, never. And I didn't sing for years and years until Dad and I went in the studio to do Looking Back. That was the first thing that I'd ever tried to sing.
Was that the the first record that you made together?
No, the first record we made together was the one on Concord that Leonard Feather actually instigated. That was called Tell It Like It Is.
Yeah.
That was the very first one that we did.
Well, I'm glad Leonard got on the ball. And
I am too. That was just, I liked the record a lot, but it really kicked Dad and I off, as far as, I had, I would say, 15 good years of working with him.
Really? That long?
I was, Well, but it was great. I mean, it was a good long time that we had together playing.
Well, you must have got a tremendous lot of insight and actual sort of learning without knowing you were learning.
Absolutely.
Stuff from working with him.
Osmosis, I think.
Osmosis, that's the word I was trying
to
think.
We had such a communication, an unspoken communication happening. We would do things at the same time and look at each other and grin, and just it was great. It was the best 15 years of my life. I feel like I lost my very best friend.
Well, what did you, you called it like Jimmy Rolls and, did you have a title for your two selves?
I don't know. We used to fight over whose name was going to be first.
Oh.
Not that we wanted the name to be first, that we wanted our name to be second. That was kind of fun.
Oh, God.
Well, the last one was Jimmy and Stacy, Stacy and Jimmy.
Well, there's more to come with Stacy Rolls. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Well, Stacy, now that you really doing your own things, then you pick your own tunes. How do you pick them?
Well, Dad wrote me a beautiful book, maybe about 300 tunes or so of his tunes that he liked, you know. And then he has a three or four file cabinet drawer, you know, full of sheet music, just absolutely full, that I haven't even had time to go through yet. So
you don't really have to, you can just go to one of these different sources and say, well, what do I feel like playing?
Pretty much.
Pull out a drawer and then, so.
When I first started going through the music, I would find envelopes, manila envelopes with like little notes on the front, you know, Stacy, check these out. Pop or something, you know, like that. And he'll have stuck a whole bunch of tunes in there that he had some idea about doing, you know. And whenever I get the chance to play with somebody or, you know, just to go get together and play, I try to take some music over there and say, play this. I've never heard this before. You know, let's go through this tune and see if I can, you know, keep learning that way. But
and that's how you learn. You've learned tunes.
Yeah, I try to, yeah.
Gee, I wish I had a source like that. I mean, boy. Well, what should we play next? Is this something out of the drawer? What?
Well, yeah, this is, in fact, this is one of my favorite Lee Morgan tunes. Dad took me to hear Lee Morgan down at the Lighthouse when it was in its heyday. And I really loved his playing tremendously.
Oh, me too.
So he wrote this next tune. This is called Ciora.
Oh, I love that tune. It's a great tune.
It's a great tune.
All right. Let's have at it.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, I often wonder why a tune doesn't get played more. It seems to me there's a tune that gets played all the time. Let's see.
Blue Bossa.
Blue Bossa. But this one, I think, is a sort of, I don't know, a stronger tune.
It's
way the melody goes.
It's got a little more weight in it.
Maybe,
you know?
That's what I mean, yeah.
It's got more changes. It's a much more melodic tune, I think. I like it.
It's really nice. I'm glad you brought that one up because, you know, I wind up playing the same 10 tunes. Although, do you ever do that? You know, you put a show together and you know, everything seems to go well with the audience.
It works, so you stick with it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I know, obviously, you've just told me with Jimmy Roll's handy fake books or drawers full of tunes, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of music out there.
Well,
a plethora.
You'll have to, a plethora, my God, you're well spoken. Speaking of which, maybe I could do one and let you rest for a minute or two.
I think you should. I definitely think you should play one, yes.
All right. So how about if I do Prelude to a Kiss?
Okay.
Thank you.
was absolutely gorgeous.
Is that a Jimmy Rolls tune? Is that in his?
Absolutely. Duke Ellington was his favorite composer. In fact, when I started looking through his music, I got to the E's and opened up the E file, and there was nothing but Duke Ellington in there. He didn't file his music by the title of the tune. He put everything in E for Duke Ellington. So,
well, of course, there's probably even more around that he didn't get to discover, because they keep finding more and more Ellington.
Oh, gosh.
Here and there, but I'm sure he has the best representation of anybody.
He
in
definitely
his,
has
in
quite a collection
files.
Of that's Ellington,
fantastic.
That's for sure.
Well, we'll have more in a minute. My guest is Stacey Rolls with bassist Tom Warrington. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I know you said one of your influences was Freddie Hubbard, but who else?
Well, let's see. Chet Baker.
Oh, yes.
Dizzy. Clark Terry. I met Clark Terry and Dizzy in 1973 when I got the opportunity to play in the All-Star Band at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Oh, how great.
When I was fresh out of high school. And that, I think, was the main moment that changed my life forever as far as getting into the jazz and playing jazz music. I was bitten big time by the jazz bug at that point.
And did they all get to hear you play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to go out on stage. Sunday night, they had a family night theme. They had the Turrentine brothers, Conti and Pete Candoli, I think Thad Jones, the Jones brothers, and then they wanted Dad and I to play something together.
So,
and
of course,
I thought,
you did.
Oh, my God, here I am like 17 years old, and I'm walking out looking at this sea of people. And I played a ballad. I played a ballad called Moment to Moment.
Oh, I love that thing. That's Henry Mancini, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful ballad. Got through one chorus, and at that point, I couldn't move. People were clapping and standing up and everything. I couldn't move. I was completely frozen. And at that point, I remember feeling somebody like put their arms around me and say, "It's okay, come on." And I looked up, and it was Dizzy Gillespie escorting me off stage. I couldn't
How
move.
Cute.
I was completely gone.
No, I could understand that.
It was like, God, did I just do that? what did I just
do? Well, people must have loved it, though.
Oh, man. I got a standing ovation. It was great.
But you weren't singing in those days.
No.
Were you?
No.
But you're singing now.
Yeah.
How about singing?
Okay, if you insist.
What?
We'll do beautiful older standard. I think this was written back in the 20s, called June Night.
Okay.
A one, two, a one, two. Just give me a June night. The moonlight and you in my arms with all your charms, neath stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you, enfold you, and dreams will come true. So just give me a June. the moonlight and you.
Glad you brought that. That's such a cute song. And while I was playing it, I was remembering years ago, I had a drummer, and he kept asking for that tune and kind of humming a little bit of it, wanting me to play it, and I never did.
It's
and I'm thinking, gee, what a shame. I probably was avoiding it because I didn't think I knew it. He kept saying, let's play A June Night. And then he'd go, da-dee-da-da, you know.
It's a great song. Yeah, lyrics are wonderful in that tune, too.
And it's nice, you know, you sing it with a nice, like, swinging feeling. And I was thinking, well, she should do that with her group or with a big band. Wouldn't that be great with a big band?
Oh, that'd be wonderful with a big band, yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Thanks for doing that tune, because now
you're welcome.
Now I will play it.
I'm glad.
I was just thinking maybe we should play something. How about what? What would you like?
How about a little Johnny Mandel?
Oh, yes.
Let's do Emily.
Oh, I'd love to.
It's one of my favorites.
Great song. Okay. Thank you. Well, you really play that beautifully. That's one of my favorite Johnny Mandel tunes, I think.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's my all-time favorite of all. He's such a beautiful composer and arranger. He's just wonderful.
Boy, he sure is. Well, we have more coming up. I'm Marion McPartland. My guest is Stacey Rolls, with bassist Tom Warrington. Piano Jazz is made possible in part by Borders Books and Music. We're due to do another tune. Are you going to sing?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What would you like to do?
I'm kind of partial to Time After Time.
Oh, that's another of those tunes that somehow you don't hear that much. I'm dying to hear that tune again. It's been a long time.
Well, let's do it.
All right.
One, two, two, three. Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. Passing years will show you've kept our love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loved by you. So young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loved by you. Shava Banuva's lucky to be loved by you.
You know, that makes a great tune to sing. I usually, it's funny, I've always played it as a ballad. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I guess there's no reason why they shouldn't go at different tempos. And
yeah, I actually like to sing it much slower, you know, like time after time.
Oh, well, we'll go and do it all over again.
Do the sultry.
The sultry, Stacey. Sultry, Miss Rolls. Gee, you know, we're unfortunately coming to an end, and it's been such a nice thing to have you here, Stacey.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure and definitely an honor for me to be able to do this with you.
And to get to make a few remarks about your father, Jimmy Rowles. I miss him a lot.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sure you do.
He was my cohort in musical crime.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I miss him a lot.
Well, what can we do just to top off the show with a swinging flair of something? Tell me.
Well, I kind of think maybe a little Ellington with a little Rolls mixed in.
If you could do that, it would be great.
Let's do Take the A Train, but make it the A flat train, since my father got a hold of it and made a few minor adjustments.
Oh, all right. I'm for that.
But we can do that, I think.
Okay.
One, two.
A-flat train.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with host Marian McPartland and guest Stacy Rolls. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. This episode was recorded at Sunset Sound in Hollywood, California, with post-production at ETV Radio in Columbia, South Carolina. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer David Glover, assistant recording engineer Chris Reynolds, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Audrey Shiflett, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, NPR member stations, and NPR. Major support for the production of this episode was provided by the Joseph Drown Foundation and the Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, with additional support provided by Hilton Head, South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.